USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC is reporting a small number of health issues related to some of the COVID-19 vaccines. Dan Naraki reports.
The CDC Advisory Committee said Wednesday that there's a likely association between cases of heart inflammation in some adolescents and young adults and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says that the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks, given the incidents are extremely rare and usually exhibit mild symptoms. The FDA also plans on including a new warning with the vaccines about the potential risk of myocarditis or pericarditis.
Patients with the mild heart inflammation are being treated with over-the-counter anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen. Large numbers of rescuers in South Florida are searching for survivors Thursday after an apartment building partially collapsed around 2 a.m. local time. Surfside Police said it's unclear how many people were inside the building at the time. All 11 stories on the southeast side of the building are now rubble. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.